Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to the show today on this Friday, March the 4th. Boy, this year is passing by. You are listening to America's best and most listened to fitness show, the Curtis Harwell Fitness Show. And we all have topped over 6 million listens and climbing every day. And I'm your host here every week. Today, on our Friday show, we usually have Michelle Brent with us and another great pro. Michelle's not going to be with us today. She had some last-minute things to pop up, so we're going to be doing the show by herself today. But we do appreciate you listening to the show today. I am broadcasting live from Austin, Texas. And without you, we would not have a show to share out here in the public and on the internet, and I do thank you for participating every day that we have our show that we're on. If you'd like to participate in the show today, you can contact me on Facebook at Curtis Harwell. You can also contact me at Curtis Harwell Fit. You can also contact me at Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show page. You can also, if you'd like to participate or just Twitter, you can reach me over at Curtis Harwell BB for Bodybuilder on Twitter, and to participate in the show. Today's advertisers are Michelle's Magic Morsels. This is IFBB Pro Pro's Michelle Brent's website and her terrific protein cookies, and they're all made with that great old-fashioned taste. Believe you me, I've had them. They're fantastic cookies. She has a terrific amount of variety of cookies. So check her site out at michellesmagicmorsels.com. And again, for the great varieties of flavors that she offers. And if you mention this show, you'll get 3 free cookies with your order. So head on over there for Michelle's Magic Morsels. Our other sponsor today is Titan Fitnesswear. You can get Titan Fitnesswear at TitanFitnesswear.com. Tank tops, hoodies, t-shirts, all kinds of logos. If you have any kind of logos that you want to put on the shirt that's custom, they can do that for you. And so head on over to Titan Fitnesswear. You'll find some great workout gear, great logos, and terrific prices. Everything is in stock, lots of different colors. So head on over to TitanFitnessWear.com, check out their gear, and I tell you, you'll really like their stuff. Today, we're going to have another terrific show, and it's a show that we've touched on before. Michelle and I, we're going to talk about the show a little bit talk about how to pick a great gym the first time out, and it's a terrific topic. I just got a little message from somebody that asked me what happened to my hair because we do this show simulcast on YouTube. And I got a haircut yesterday, and I buzzed it all off, let my locks grow out a little bit, and decided that it was time to get a new do for a while. So I chopped all my hair off. So that's what happened to my hair. So there's nothing other than getting a haircut is what's happened to my hair. Again, today's topic is how to pick a great gym for the first time out. And face it, there are just a million different gyms out there, okay? And all of them are a little bit different. But in some cases now, I'm going to tell you, it really doesn't matter. A lot of times what gym you're going into, they're almost cookie cutter now. So and again, you have gyms like Kurs for the ladies. You have the powerhouse gyms for the power lifters, you got Gold's gyms for the bodybuilders, so on and so forth. So you've got a gym in style for every different person. Now, I do want to say, you know, there is a huge difference between, let's say, if you're going to go to the Gold's gym, the Mecca, the place, that gym is going to be different. That Gold's gym is going to be about different than any other Gold's gym that you go into. And I hate saying it, but, you know, I just really don't see, in most instances, a whole lot of difference between going to Gold's Gym and going to Planet Fitness, because you've got Planet Fitness, Gold's Gyms, you got LA Fitnesses, you got all these gyms, and so I don't see much of a difference that much anymore, unless you're in California and you're going to the Mecca, because you got to, you know, keep in mind, these Gold's Gyms are not owned by Gold's Gyms. Most of all of the gyms, unless they're corporate owned, are owned by different owners. They're franchises, so they can make and build them any way that they like to. So it's a toughie out there. And so finding one that you really feel comfortable with is key. Now, if you join a gym where you are uncomfortable or intimidated, you will, you know, more than likely give up and quit. So it is really important to feel free at home with whatever gym you choose. Now, there are many options you need to think about when deciding what gym would suit you best. And you need to think about what type of, workout you want to get and go from, and you go from there. And so think about what you want in a gym. Are you strictly there to lift weights? Do you want to make aerobics, want to take aerobics classes? Or do you strictly want it for cardio equipment? Do you want all of the things that they offer? So there's a lot to choose from. I think we've got Michelle's gotten free, I believe. Michelle, how are you doing today?
Hi, sorry, Curtis. Yeah, my tax lady, Bill, had put us together with her, and we're on conference call because she's in, you know, back east. So, but I got away. I said, okay, I got more important things to do.
Okay.
How you guys?
So, Michelle,
how's everyone doing?
Everyone here is doing fine here in the studio. I think all of our I've actually gotten some messages because I got my hair cut yesterday. And so I was doing the show simulcast on YouTube. And so I got people asking me what happened to my hair. And so I buzzed all my hair off yesterday, so I had to tell everybody. So Michelle's been listening to the show a little bit, and so again today we're going to talk about how to choose a gym. Now, before I get Michelle on, you know, I just want everybody to understand, you know, there are many options. When you need to think about when deciding what gym would suit you best. And you need to, again, think about what type of workout you want to get and go from there. And I just want to cover real quick some of my basics when I talk to people about picking a gym, and then we'll get Michelle's input here real quick. So these are some of the questions that I think that are really important when you're trying to find a gym. Number one, believe it or not, is going to be the hours of operation. When are the busiest times of the day? How much does the membership cost? Are there any option plans available? What do I have to do if I want to cancel my membership? What are the billing cycles, or can I pay it all up front? That's usually not going to happen, because they're going to get your debit card, and they want that debit card so they can charge you whether you're working out or not. So that's almost not going to be an option for you. Is the staff certified? Is the gym equipped and staff trained for emergencies? How old is the equipment in the gym? How often is the equipment replaced? What equipment gets used the most? I don't, you know, these can be important questions because this is the equipment you're going to be working on. You may not be able to get on it during the busy times of the day. Say class sizes that they have for aerobics, or if they have yoga or whatever they have, are the class sizes limited? Are there any extra fees involved, or are all the services included in the price that you pay? Last couple of things, does the gym have child care? If so, is it free, or how much is it? Do you get to show get shown how to use the equipment free, or is it fee-based? And I can almost guarantee you 90% plus of the time is going to cost you if they teach you how to use the equipment. The old style where you got a free week of basic training is almost gone away. Last thing is, do they do any free body composition testing or similar? And another thing here with the body composition, I would almost tell you, believe it or not, in most gyms, take it with a grain of salt when they do body composition for you. A lot of times they'll just have you stand on one of these scales in your bare feet, and this scale is supposed to tell you what your body fat percentage is, the whole thing. It's usually off anywhere from 6 to 10%. So, you know, those aren't anything that are going to be anything that's going to be exact for you. It's going to be, again, within 6 to 10%. And a lot of these people that are doing this composition testing, they've got a couple of hours of testing how to do composition testing. And, again, it's not going to be real accurate. So, again, with all of these things, as far as I'm concerned, and most of the gyms that I see today, be very circumspect in all of this stuff you do. So go ahead and throw in your 2 cents there, Michelle. What do you think?
It's going to be two cents because I think you covered pretty much a lot of it. the only thing I could pretty much elaborate is, you know, because I can have my own little gym too. I didn't have childcare, but, you know, I was listening with your childcare info there. And they also, and believe it or not, make sure that the child care person is certified themselves. Because unless they have that under their balloon of the, you know, bigger gyms, but smaller gyms, you know, the child care is usually, you know, the person has to be actually a certified caregiver, caretaker, whatever. Babysitter, whatever you want to call them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, you know, that's another way that a gym can, you know, be liable and sued. So that's, you know, and if, you know, their qualifications, you know, how long they've been doing it. Because you never know, because a lot of people bring kids in gyms now. I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
I mean, it's I think there was a gold time. Was it a gold? It was so neat. Where was it? I mean, I've been in so many gyms all my life, but they actually had a little, like, the child area had, like, little pieces of equipment, you know, like kitty kind of things, but it was
right.
Really cool, you know. And then I thought, well, golly, could these kids get, you know, injured, you know, but, yeah, I mean, the person's there watching them, so that wasn't an issue, but I thought that was pretty cool. Cleanliness in the gym, bathrooms, and, you know, how often are those clean? You know, that's a big issue, too, because, you know, of course, bacteria, germs, getting cold, you know, we know that we always get cold here and there, and we're like, you know, what is the first thing we think? The gym, you know, got the cold in the gym. A lot of places where they have pools, you know, the 24-hour, my big goal has a pool, you know, how often do they, you know, check the chemical? I mean, there's a lot of people going in and out of those things. That's a big issue that believe it or not, people don't think about that kind of stuff, but, you know, they should if they're going to be using those facilities.
Right.
Also, the instructors for your classes you were talking, you know, are they actually really certified? You know, they should be certified and know what they're doing as far as, you know, running the classes and doing them correctly. Because remember in the old days, my God, the people with aerobics, oh my God, so many people got shin splints. I never forget. I was like, what the heck is going on? Because these aerobics instructors were going like crazy with these, you know, classes. And people were getting hurt. But,
right.
You know, that could be another issue. Let me think. What else? go ahead. Let me take a couple more.
To elaborate a little bit on the trainers, me, and I'm a trainer myself, and I'm a master trainer. I'm a professional master trainer. I have been for years. I train trainers. And what I find is that you have to be very, very cautious when you go into a gym and you decide that, because you're going to get very little to no training for free. It's not going to happen anymore because so many of these gyms have cut their costs down as low as they can. Anymore, I remember when I opened up the Gold's Gym in College Station, back in those days, we offered free training for 7 days.
Got
a membership in the gym, and I mean real training. I mean not just playing around, but so when I opened up that Gold's Gym, I made sure everyone would be taken care of for their first week, how to use every piece of equipment that they wanted to use, any questions that they had. That almost doesn't happen anymore. So I will tell you, anymore today, the average price going today for trainers in the gym is going to be $50 to $60 per hour. Now, I will tell you, I'm a trainer, and I will charge up to, depending on who the person is and what we're looking at, I charge up to $100 an hour, but that's usually for Sundays. If I train somebody on Sunday, it's $100 an hour because it's my day off. I will tell you, just because these people, they went on the internet and they took this trainer's test, my big thing is you make sure you need to interview them just like you would interview somebody for a job, because if you don't feel comfortable, and if just because they have that paper doesn't really mean they have a whole lot of experience. So you find out how many people they've trained before. Have they been an athlete themselves? Have they used their own training techniques? You find out how long they've been training. How many different gyms have they been in? Do they actually, believe it or not, a crazy question you might think is, do they like doing what they're doing? And you would be amazed. Some trainers will tell you, I'm only really doing it because I need a paycheck. Well, let me tell you, move along. That's not the trainer that you need. Go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, that's very true. You see the slew of, of younger kids, I call them kids, everyone's a kid to me, training people out of these gyms, trying to get them through. I observe them, and a lot of times, they're looking the other way, yes, that's a very, very, very good point. Their experience. I mean, like you said, everyone and then their brother could get like a certification. Now, some gyms, I don't know if the Gold do it, require a specific, certification. I mean, ask them for it. Ask them where they got it. I mean, don't be like, thinking that they know all. But that would be a very good thing to do is, be bold enough and ask, I'd like to see your certification,
Right.
And where it's from. That's a big one. The safety, and then you were saying about the safety of the equipment. Yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, have them, ask, do they service it, once a month, every 3 months. Because a lot of equipment, I have to say, if it's older, I'm okay with that, and as long as it's, up to par. Because there's just so many different, pieces of equipment nowadays. But, me, I had owned my own gym too. So I have that understanding of, gym equipment is very, very expensive. But as long as it's maintained, and you could ask, how often do you maintain your equipment? That's a big whammy for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that there's a lot of people out there, and I'm sure you hear it too, about people in Planet Fitness, that Planet Fitness is not a real gym. And if for somebody, you know, I mean, every once in a while I will train in Planet Fitness and do my own training routine in Planet Fitness only because they're open up 24 hours a day. So if sometimes I have a situation that I need to work out early, I live in the Austin area, and on the weekends, Gold's Gym doesn't open until 8 o'clock. Or if you're working out at L.A. Fitness, I work out at L.A. Fitness a lot. They're not open until 8 o'clock in the morning, where, you know what, if I'm doing something that I can hit all of the equipment or the free weights or whatever at Planet Fitness, I will go in there. I think Planet Fitness, and believe you me, I have no investment in Planet Fitness, but Planet Fitness for somebody that's not competitive, and I think you could probably even use it if you're competitive to a certain point. But if you're not competitive, you're just a regular person trying to train, get fit, lose body fat, you know what? Planet Fitness is just fine, and especially if you don't need any training. Because I will tell you, the worst trainers in the world work for Planet Fitness. So, they will take people. I don't even think, to be honest with you, I don't even think the trainers at Planet Fitness are certified, because I've never seen any certification. And I've seen people at Planet Fitness that will be behind the desk checking in people one day, and the next day they're a trainer. So,
oh, my God.
You know,
I think I've only in one of those, like, once.
Right. So if you don't need training and you know what you're doing, and Planet Fitness is fine for you, because Michelle probably has multiple memberships also, but I have memberships to all of the gyms, and so I probably pay close to $150 a month for gym memberships. But we're talking about several gym memberships. Now today, there's places that are opening up that are going to charge you $175 or more per month for a membership. And the reason is they're smaller. They can only get in 25 or 30 people in their facility at a time. So they have to maximize on each person that goes in. So I'm telling you, you know, go to gyms where you pay the least amount, you get the biggest bang. Don't go to gyms and pay money for things that you are never going to use.
That's a very good one. No, that's a very, very, very good one. Yeah. I think I stepped into Planet Fitness once. I mean, but you know what? I mean, like you said, there's something for everybody. But usually a lot of the times when people are starting, you know, going to a gym, the first time. I mean, a lot of people that are looking around, shop around. I mean, shop around like you're shopping out for a car, you know. Everyone hears, Gold's is the best, or Planet Fitness is the best, you know, whatever. They're all going to do their advertisement. But, shop around and ask all these questions that, you know, Curtis and I, you know, I'm still waking up here, talked about today. it's just a matter of being comfortable, you know, too. So, and getting that feel that this is going to be, you know, my home. Because it's like a second home to a lot of people. I know,
right.
You know, for Curtis and I, it is. But you want to feel comfortable in a gym, and also make sure that they have all the qualities that are necessary, you know, for yourself.
Right, and make sure. Let me add to that real quick. Make sure.
Yeah,
that,
sure.
You try out every gym that you want to go to. If they make pay to try out the gym, go someplace else. Go ahead, Michelle. Finish up.
What were you going to say? If they make you pay, what do you mean? What were you saying with that? Where were you going with
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah.
Some gyms,
if you try them out, they make you pay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a good, for instance, I went to a, you know, believe it or not, myself the other night. I said, you know what, I'm going to try a 24, and which is down the street from my Gold's. And I said, I just want to try it out. And, of course, you know, the first thing you're going to do is, put you at the desk, right? And I'm cracking up. This is the perfect thing to do for this radio show, that, you know, for this subject.
Right.
So I go in there immediately, and, the first thing they did is I want to put you at the desk. Wait a minute. Wait, hold on here. You know, like, you know, tell me about your place. And I said, no, I just need the day fee. And of course, you know, they do charge. Most of them do charge now, I think. Isn't it right? Isn't that correct? I mean, I don't think there's anything that doesn't charge for.
But if you're trying a gym to see whether or not you want to have a membership there or not, you know, they should let you in for free.
Yeah, and or put that maybe 20 bucks. I think a lot of them do with it put your that day fee towards your membership. I think they give you that option now too. But it was funny.
Do.
I just have to this little story. You know, just the other night it was so funny, and I'm like, I just need, you know, I gotta focus. You know, I'm doing the show. I just need a day fee. You know, it's so funny because she's like, go. And then she listened to me. It was like she's going through her spiel and everything. But you know what? I actually liked
right.
it. It was a little bit more hardcore than the Gold. And
right.
that's me, you know, of course, being a competitor, I don't mind if, you know, whatever the gym is, you know, it's okay. But
right.
I did get charged that day fee. But on 24-hour now, this is a good note. And I don't know if it's all of them. It should be all of them. They do allow that day pass for 24 hours. So you can use it, say, the next day, you know, if you want to. And that's a good point with them.
Right.
So for the most part, you know, they should put that day fee towards, you know, your membership. But that's
right.
it. Yeah, but I had a good workout, though, Curtis.
And again, any gym that you pick out, it's really important to make sure that you have a great atmosphere. A lot of people can be, going to a gym and they can, let's say that you don't feel good about yourself, you don't feel good about how you look, and you go into a gym and you have all of these people that are barely wearing any clothes and, you know, they're skinny, you know, what people would call skinny, and, you know, all of the, you know, you may not feel comfortable there. If you don't feel comfortable in the gym and you don't feel comfortable in your skin while you're in that gym, go find someplace else, because you need to find a gym that is inspirational and a gym that's going to make you feel like you want to work out. And
right.
Absolutely, there is nothing worse than going to a gym to work out and you feel like you are stuck in a dreary day, and you know you're looking over your shoulder if anybody's looking at you or anything. So we've got about a minute left here. Tell us real quick about your cookie company, Michelle.
Well, hello. I just got an email from one of your clients, Stephanie, and she goes, "You are the queen of cookies."
I trained Stephanie this morning.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm just looking at it right now. She goes, "You are the queen of cookies," because she placed an order, and because I have this $19 special going on right now. So you got to all get down to my website, www.michellesmagicmorsels.com. $19 for all the dozens, even my sugar-free factory. So that's like a $4 and $5 savings off my cookies. But it only lasts until the 7th, so I might extend it. But right now it's only a few days left on that $19 special. So, but it was great because she goes, "You are the queen of cookies," because she had made a mistake on her order. And this is what's cool about me, because I'm personally email you back and, you know, and say, okay, this is what, you know, I got your email, blah, blah, blah. But yay. Yeah, that's what's going on with Michelle's Magic Morsels.
All right. Well, thanks, Michelle. Michelle and I will be back next Friday with another great show. It's Michelle's turn to come up with the subject. So.
Okay.
We'll see you next week, Michelle. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye,
everybody.
Curtis.
See you
I'm
next
glad
week.
I was able to get on. Bye.
Bye-bye.